Chapter 15. Playing Detective. At the Starbucks in Newton Center, Sarah Grohl had plugged herself into a MacBook. Seeing me, she disengaged herself from the computer, canting her head left, then right to remove her earphones, just as women do when they take off earrings. She looked at me sleepily, blinking, rousing herself from a web trance. "Hi, Sarah. Am I disturbing you?"
"No, I was just... I don't know."
"Can I talk to you?"
"About what?"
I gave her a look. "Come on. We can go somewhere else if you want." She did not immediately answer. The tables were crowded together and people pretended not to be listening, obeying the etiquette of coffee shops. But the ordinary awkwardness of having a conversation within others' hearing was multiplied by my family's infamy and by Sarah's own awkwardness. She was embarrassed to be seen with me. She may have been afraid of me, too, after all she had heard. With so much to consider, she seemed unable to answer. I suggested we sit on the park bench across the street, where I figured she would feel safe in the sight of others yet out of hearing range. And she made a sweeping motion with her head to swing her bangs off her forehead, away from her eyes, and said okay. "Can I buy you another coffee?"
"I don't drink coffee."
We sat side by side on the green slatted bench across the street. Sarah held herself royally erect. She was not fat, but she was not thin enough for the tight t-shirt she wore. A little roll of flesh blossomed over her shorts. A muffin top, the kids called it without embarrassment. I thought she might be a nice girl for Jacob when all this was over. I held my Starbucks paper cup. I'd lost interest in it, but there was no place to dump it now. I turned it in my hands. "Sarah, I'm trying to find out what really happened to Ben Rifkin. I need to find the guy who really did this." She gave me a skeptical sidelong gaze.
"What do you mean, the guy who really did this?"
"Jacob didn't do it. They have the wrong guy."
"I thought that wasn't your job anymore. You're playing detective?"
"It's my job as a father now."
"Okay."
She smirked and shook her head. "Does that sound crazy to say he's innocent?"
"No, I guess not."
"I think maybe you know Jacob is innocent, too. The things you said..."
"I never said that."
"Sarah, you know we adults don't really have any idea what's going on in your lives. How could we? But somebody has to open up to us a little bit. Some of you kids have to help."
"We have."
"Not enough. Don't you see, Sarah? A friend of yours is going to go to prison for a murder he didn't commit."
"How do I know he didn't commit it? Isn't that, like, the whole thing? It's like, how would anyone know that? Including you?"